years ago. I'm Mike Murillo.
Restaurants in D.C. can offer indoor dining again starting today.
A final day in the State House for a respected Maryland leader. I'm Michelle Bash.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We're going to the mid to upper 40s. It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden calls the pandemic a desperate situation that'll get worse before it gets better.
The brutal truth is it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated.
He's released a 198-page plan to manage and fight the coronavirus and signed a series of executive orders. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
One of the new executive orders mandates the use of masks in airports and on planes, trains, and intercity buses. Another invokes the Defense Production Act to speed production and delivery of COVID tests, masks, and other PPE. The president also released a plan to establish national standards for vaccine distribution and school reopenings.
The president is expected to sign two more executive orders today, one focusing on financial assistance for food. Many Americans are still desperate to get vaccinated. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says his state needs many more than the current 120,000 doses a week.
We will still have far more demand than we have supply. We have now administered over 500,000 vaccines. But the expanded 1A population accounts for over 2 million people.
The Boston Globe is reporting almost 2,000 Moderna doses were spoiled when a cleaning person at a VA facility in Massachusetts accidentally loosened a plug on a freezer. A controversial incident involving thousands of National Guard troops sent to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration is over. Correspondent Deborah Alfaron.
After spending days in the cold securing the Capitol, members of the National Guard were asked to leave the building, where they were using hallways and open space to rest in between shifts. They were relocated to a nearby parking garage to rest. This drew swift condemnation from lawmakers, including Senator Tammy Duckworth, a veteran. She offered up her office to them and vowed not to rest until they were taken care of. She later tweeted, "Update, troops are now all out of the garage. Now I can go to bed."
It may be a while before you can watch the Olympics again.
They were supposed to take place last year, but because of COVID-19, the Tokyo Summer Olympics were delayed 12 months until this year. Now there are reports the Japanese government has concluded the games will not be able to be held in 2021 either. In public statements, Japanese officials have insisted the games would go on, but recent polls show 80% of the people in Japan do not want the games. The last time the Olympics were canceled was during World War II. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Japan is insisting today the games will go on. Dow futures off 254. This is CBS News.
New year, new budgets. Dell Technologies advisors give you real-time tailored advice. Plus, right now, get big savings on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
6:03, and it's Friday. It's the 22nd of January. Sunny, breezy, and on the colder side today. We're starting off at 28 degrees. I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local stories we're following this hour. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is urging all school districts in the state to be ready to return to hybrid learning no later than March 1st. The governor says virtual learning has been disproportionately hard on low-income students and students of color during the pandemic. This morning, the association that represents teachers in Maryland is reacting to the governor's plan.
Cheryl Boast, president of the Maryland State Education Association, noted that Governor Larry Hogan and State Superintendent Karen Salmon's call to get schools to open no later than March comes days after teachers were added to those eligible to get COVID-19 vaccinations.
This topic about vaccines is very interesting because even the governor admits we don't have enough of them.
Boast rejected the governor's suggestion that schools have thrown up roadblocks to reopening. In Prince George's County, school CEO Dr. Monica Goldson issued a statement thanking parents, staff, and teachers for their patience during the pandemic and said their health and safety were the highest priority. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Also, two local school systems are reacting to the governor's call. Montgomery County Public Schools says it's deeply concerned and it's asking for separate time from the community to assess and prepare for the second semester. Also, a similar message from Prince George's County Public Schools. The CEO there, Monica Goldson, says that schools will continue to assess teaching and learning options.
The D.C. public school system is working to get students back in the classroom by the start of the third marking period. And both school and health leaders told the D.C. Council that should still be the priority.
We have all indication that now is the time.
D.C. Schools Chancellor Louis Farabee tells the D.C. Council from an education perspective, kids need to be back in the classroom. And from a science perspective, he says it's safe.
Schools are not contributing to transmission in the community.
In an hours-long hearing before the D.C. Council, it was clear there's still anxiety and trepidation. Dr. Ankur Shah is with the D.C. Health Department.
If you're able to layer these protective measures, such as mask wearing, social distancing, cohorting, then you're actually protecting the students and the staff.
Vaccinations of school system employees begins next week. John Dome in WTOP News.
A veteran teacher who has taught at 8 Fairfax County public schools over the last 29 years is under arrest and charged with sexually assaulting a student in the 90s.
The teacher is 51-year-old Mark Damon Cheatham of Woodbridge, and it was during his time at Barden Elementary School in Fort Belvoir between 1993 and 98 that Fairfax County police say the crimes took place. Investigators say they opened up an investigation recently into Cheatham and now have charged him with numerous counts, including forcible sodomy on a victim under 12 and producing obscene materials involving a minor. He's on unpaid administrative leave from his current school, Holmes Middle. The principal there in letter to parents called the news upsetting and says FCPS is working with police. Cheatham also taught at Mount Eagle, Fort Belvoir, Groveton, Lorton, Terrace Center, and Newington Elementary Schools. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Today is the day restaurants in D.C. can reopen for inside dining at 25% capacity. Museums are also allowed to reopen with a limit of 250 people per floor. However, libraries are still closed.
Up ahead here on WTOP, we'll take a look at your forecast and a special honor today for a beloved leader who passed in Maryland at 6:06.
The COVID-19 pandemic is devastating us, but we can take control. We can stop the deaths and the disruption to our lives if we choose to eliminate the virus from our country. We can do it. With a government-supported shutdown now, in just 5 weeks' time, we can start getting our lives back to normal for good. Let's unite and get to COVID zero. Paid for by COVID Action Group and the New England Complex Systems Institute.
Here's a winning combination. Watching football, live in Virginia, want to bet the game on your phone? Now you can, because FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Virginia. To celebrate, they're kicking things off in a big way. Right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the NFL Championship weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds. Any team, any playoff game this weekend. I might go with the Bills. They seem like a team of destiny. FanDuel is a secure and simple-to-use app, offer live betting on every game, exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. Once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook,